Section 34. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the prophet to Orson Pratt at Fayette, New York, November 4, 1830. History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 127 through 128. Brother Pratt was 19 years old at the time. He had been converted and baptized when he first heard the preaching of the restored gospel by his older brother, Parley P. Pratt, 6 weeks before. This revelation was received in the Peter Whitmer Senior Home.
1 through 4. The faithful become the sons of God through the atonement. 5 through 9. Preaching of the gospel prepares the way for the second coming. 10 through 12. Prophecy comes by the power of the Holy Ghost.
My son Orson, hearken and hear, and behold what I, the Lord God, shall say unto you, even Jesus Christ, your Redeemer, the light and the life of the world, a light which shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not, who so loved the world that he gave his own life, that as many as would believe might become the sons of God. Wherefore you are my son, and blessed are you because you have believed, and more blessed are you because you are called of me to preach my gospel, to lift up your voice as with the sound of a trump, both long and loud, and cry repentance unto a crooked and perverse generation, preparing the way of the Lord for his second coming. For behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, the time is soon at hand that I shall come in a cloud with power and great glory. And it shall be a great day at the time of my coming, for all nations shall tremble. But before that great day shall come, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon be turned into blood, and the stars shall refuse their shining, and some shall fall, and great destructions await the wicked. Wherefore, lift up your voice and spare not, for the Lord God hath spoken. Therefore prophesy, and it shall be given by the power of the Holy Ghost. And if you are faithful, behold, I am with you until I come. And verily, verily, I say unto you, I come quickly. I am your Lord and your Redeemer. Even so. Amen.